From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Tonight is Game 5 of the NBA Finals in Dallas, and once again, you'll be able to see the fashion craze that's sweeping the league. Look for a sea of royal blue T-shirts as fans unite to cheer on the hometown Mavericks. The T-shirt fad is about fun and team loyalty, but NPR's Tom Goldman may have discovered a dark side.
2 hours before game time, all is calm in the American Airlines Center. A few players shoot around, media people chit-chat courtside. Let your gaze drift out and up all the way to the top of the arena, and you see them. Blue T-shirts, size XL, draped over every seat back. Written on each shirt, in white letters, "The time is now." Then, suddenly, the calm is shattered.
You might want to go ahead and put on your shirt.
A T-shirt cam scours the arena, finding early arriving fans not putting on their royal blue, and beams their guilty faces onto the high-def big screen hanging over the court. Public address announcer Sean Heath turns the screws.
Oh, really? It's your birthday? I got you a present. Guess what it is? It's a blue shirt on your chair. Go ahead and try it on, because you wouldn't want to hurt my feelings by not accepting a gift that I chose specifically, especially for you.
Merciless, even in Spanish.
Donde está la biblioteca? They have blue shirts there.
Up in the stands, overheated Dallas resident Beth Neupel braces for the big screen treatment.
Today was the first 100-degree day in Texas, so I'm waiting till right before game time, and then I'll put the shirt on.
We want it to be fun. We don't want to embarrass anybody.
Maybe not, but Mavs marketing VP Paul Monroe says there are consequences for not putting on the nice cotton tees that cost the team and sponsors about $70,000 per home game. No tee, no fleeting fame. The big screen will ignore you during the game. So, Paul Monroe, is it really fun or Big Brother at work?
Not at all.
Really, Paul?
Our fans are called MFFLs, Mavs Fans for Life. I'll leave it at that.
Evidently, that loyalty transcends all. Before Game 3 of the Finals, the T-shirt cam found an ornery guest who responded with a double middle finger salute. Then, he put on his royal blue. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Dallas.